Oh, well, good day, folks. What a trip it all is, this whole thing from the mainstream media. Just one article after another now. Just carpet bombing the masses with these stories of, you know, vax injuries, turbo cancers, sudden deaths. It's constant now, all these articles. And I hope people can understand what the next phase of the psychological operation is. It's the demoralization phase. It's a common tactic used in war, in propaganda. They will demoralize the enemy with propaganda. And the enemy just happens to be all of us, right? This is the enemy of humanity. They've declared war on everyone. And it's just such a strange thing to witness when you can see that the entire world pretty much is under attack. All of humanity is under attack. And it was only a generation ago, right? It was only 80 years ago. 1940, they were sending off our young men to fight in these wars in the other side of the world. Just an absolute bloodbath and another massacre of young men around the world. Hundreds of thousands, millions upon millions of men killed for what? Who knows? Just endless bloodshed, right? But the war's different now, right? We have a lot of people dying. You know, the mortality rate has not been since, the excess mortality rate has not been seen since the Second World War. But this time the war's different. The war's is on our doorstep. They didn't send our sons and daughters off to some foreign land. They brought the war to us. They brought it into our television sets, into our homes, into our communities, into our pharmacies, into our doctors' clinics, into our schools, our preschools, our libraries. They brought it in everywhere. They infected and infested the country with all of these traitors and imposters in all these positions of power and authority. And they've corrupted the minds of the entire country, right? People can't see it. They can't even see that this is a nation at war. And you can imagine those poor soldiers, those Anzacs back in the day, they got very used and acclimatized to, or accustomed to, I should say, accustomed to death and dying. It just became part of the deal. And that's what's actually happening to us. We're all on this battlefield. We all know it. And we're just getting desensitized to death, because every day another article comes out. Another person dead, another star dead, another young athlete dead, another soccer player dead, another young athlete dead, another young child dead. It's just people just dying mysteriously from medical episodes. Like everyone with half a brain knows what it is. And the media know that we know that they know that we know. Does that make sense? Everyone knows what's going on, but they play dumb because they're demoralizing the masses. And they're going to carpet bomb them with these stories of death and sickness and turbo cancer and myocarditis and pericarditis and stillborns and infertility, and they're going to pretend to be baffled when we know they're not baffled. No one's baffled anymore. What they're doing is breaking the spirit of the people. People can't fight back when their spirit's broken, right? And what's going to happen now, you're going to see this start to play out, you're going to see it in your communities all the time. There's going to be a lot of people with an extreme high level of anxiety. 3/4 of the population fit into this category now who have been jabbed. And so they're going into vax regret now. Every single day, thousands upon thousands of people now slide into vax regret and anxiety. And if you've ever had acute anxiety, I've had acute anxiety. If you've ever had acute anxiety for a prolonged period of time, you have nothing to give. You have nothing to give, folks. You're completely running on empty, just hanging on to survive for survival. And so that's what this is what we're witnessing unfold, is this mass demoralization campaign put the majority of the population into a perpetual state of anxiety, and then they're already defeated. They won't fight back. They've got nothing left in the tank, folks. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, it's a bizarre thing to watch this battle, this war unfold in our streets, in our communities, in our shopping centres, on Facebook, on social media. What a time to be alive, folks. But that's the name of the game. It's the demoralisation campaign. And my only hope for all of you who are awake is that you don't contribute to the demoralisation campaign. You don't put the boot into anyone who's taken the jab. Just be kind to them, you know. Pretty tough pill to swallow. Pretty tough pill to swallow, folks. So just don't add to what they're trying to do. Don't try and break their spirit more than these people already broken, you know. And I'll finish on this. None of us are immune. There's no pure bloods, folks. We're sprayed. The shedding's real. The graphene oxide's in fucking everything. So there's no pure bloods, folks. We're all in this together, whether we like it or not. So we may as well try and work together. Anyway, ciao for now.